This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Generally speaking, the growth in retail has been mostly at the high end and the low. Dollar General, a month after opening its 20,000th store, said a week or two ago that it's shooting to open another 800 of them this year. Luxury brands are expanding as well, which leaves the retailers that live somewhere in the middle, well, trying to keep up. Macy's says it's going to focus on its higher-priced store brands, Bloomingdale's and Bluemercury. Kohl's is expanding its partnership with Sephora. You want a Michael Kors handbag? Head on over to Walmart. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why value-conscious retailers have decided to bring in more premium brands.
Usually when people want to go out and splurge, they're not just buying a high-end product. They're buying a high-end experience. Joseph Nunez is a marketing professor at USC Marshall.
And so if you go into a lot of luxury stores, they tend to look like museums. They have objects under lights that are on display, single versions of those products.
The fluorescent lit aisles of big box stores don't scream luxury, but for certain items, consumers just don't care. Call it the Costco effect. You buy Kirkland socks and Estee Lauder face serum at the same store. And experience matters even less online. Why not get a nearly $4,000 tin of caviar at Walmart.com if it's cheaper? And yes, Walmart.com really does sell caviar.
These value big box stores, they really want to expand their product portfolio. And that means covering more segments of consumers.
With inflation, even higher earners have become price conscious. Walmart says it now has more customers from households making over $100,000. Jessica Ramirez, a senior analyst at Jane Hawley & Associates, doesn't think appealing to these shoppers will alienate lower-income ones, if it's done right. When it comes to Target's collaboration with Ulta, for instance.
You don't have the Dior's and the Chanel's, but you do have some of Fenty.
Fenty Beauty has a slightly lower price point and appeals to younger customers. But being sold at a big box store can affect brands. Dyson vacuums and Kerrygold butter tend to do fine next to their less expensive competitors. But David Swartz, a senior equity analyst at Morningstar, says apparel and accessories.
If a handbag is sold alongside very cheap handbags, it's perceived by consumers as a cheap handbag.
Perception is everything. And Swartz says as big box stores grow to take the place of dwindling department stores, a wider range of products is possible. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.